This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Monday, Germany led a tightening of coronavirus restrictions in Europe that have triggered frustrations and anger, while the COVID-19 crisis deepened in the United States on election eve. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Monday if the country can manage to lock down for a month, they can break the second wave. The virus has infected over 46 million people worldwide, with more than 1.2 million deaths. And the acute outbreaks in Europe and America are sparking further alarm about the state of the already devastated global economy. To curb the spike in Germany, Europe's biggest economy, Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a round of shutdowns starting Monday until the end of the month. Germans will not be confined to their homes, but bars, cafes, and restaurants must close, as well as theaters, operas, and cinemas. New restrictions are expected to be unveiled in Belgium, which has the world's highest number of COVID-19 cases per capita, and in Italy, the first country in Europe to impose a lockdown during the first wave. Emergency teams have brought out two girls alive from the wreckage of their collapsed apartment buildings in the Turkish city of Izmir, 3 days after a strong earthquake. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
Rescue workers applaud as three-year-old Erif Perinçek, wrapped in a foil blanket, is pulled out of the rubble and taken to safety. Earlier, a 14-year-old girl had been extricated after being trapped for some 58 hours. The state-run Anadolu agency reports Elif had spent 65 hours in the wreckage of her apartment and now was the 106th person to be rescued alive. The overall death toll from Friday's quake is now over 80, after teams found more bodies overnight amid toppled